It's time for the Dane by Local Radio Show. Let's get local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
Welcome back to another beautiful Saturday here in Wisconsin, the first Saturday of November. Jason Hafeman, your host of Let's Get Local, glad to have you along for this hour, the next hour, talking about local businesses, talking about local organizations, and local leaders is who we get to start off with today, which is really fun and exciting to welcome back friend of the show and someone you've heard on Devil Radio before. And that is Francesca Hong, who is joining us in transit. So, Fran, thanks for making time for us and joining us on our program today. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. I'm so glad to join you this morning. It's an absolutely gorgeous fall morning. Glad to be back. How are you, Jason?
I'm hanging in there. It's been an interesting time lately, but, you know, it's life.
Yeah.
We just keep going with the roller coaster. So, Fran, you, first off, there's a lot to get into with you, and I know we've heard you on Sharp Elbows plenty of times before. We know you're representative in the state assembly, but you've done so much with your life, and I want to talk a little bit more about the restaurant side as well today and get into that, because I know you've gotten away from your recipes on the show, too. We miss those. But anyway, first off, give people a little bit on your background, how you got into being a chef and some of what you've done here locally in Madison on the restaurant scene.
Absolutely. So I am stoked to be in the restaurant community in Madison. I started off, my first job was at a small Korean fusion restaurant called Mystic Grill on the west side over by High Point Road. I was a host and a server. And then my first cooking gig was at La Brioche over on University Avenue. I was cooking and serving at La Brioche while I was attending school. And then decided, you know, this was something that I truly felt like I belonged. I enjoyed the aspects of working with my hands, had many amazing mentors, and I, you know, it felt like it was the right thing to do for me. Always being in a place of care. I was fortunate to come up in many restaurants where the environment and the work culture was healthier than I think the restaurant industry is known for. And decided that, you know, academia wasn't for me. And so I dropped out of school and worked in multiple restaurants, including Gray's, Restaurant Magnus, Brasserie B. The fact that I was being paid to learn was phenomenal. And again, some of my closest friendships and the people that I was making connections with were in the restaurant industry, where I think I developed more leadership skills, where I understood the community better, how we needed to focus on the preps and the producers and really understand how working as a team to come together for service. Discipline, and also, you know, the beauty of a chaos and stress and how a really good day's work can come out of being in a restaurant. So my first chef gig, I worked my way up from a line cook to executive chef at a restaurant called 43 North. Ran that for about a year and a half. Most of the team was older and male. But I think the reason I felt compelled to stay and lead was because I had an opportunity to develop relationships with local farmers, better understand, you know, the supply chain, and really try to bring more representation to an industry that was heavily dominated by men and where the ownership structure was mostly white men. In 2016, we opened Moore's Restaurant. It's the same year I had my kiddo. It felt like our family grew to 25 that year. And, Moore's Ramen will be celebrating 5 years in downtown Madison this December.
Oh, that's fantastic. There's so many different ways to go there with all you just said. But I think it's really... it's really interesting to hear the origin story of where you've come from and how much that did for you now to be in the position you are representing people of the state of Wisconsin and the state governments. That life experience, I think, brings a lot to that. And not only that, but you made some tough choices along the way. Like you said, you had to make that decision to drop out of school, which was probably not a popular decision at the time by a number of people's standards. But you did it. You felt, you went with your gut and where you felt at home. And look where you are now. It's fantastic.
I think the biggest thing that comes out of working in a restaurant is that, like many sectors, you know, we often feel like we have to either be boxed in or we get boxed out, especially women and women of color in an industry. And what I hope that my candidacy and my representation shows is that regardless of what arena you feel like, you know, your job professionally or your life at home is, we do not have to be limited by, you know, kind of the status quo of that sector. I think it was in creating and forming the Culinary Ladies Collective, in working with additional nonprofits in the community, trying to figure out how restaurants could be more involved in combating food insecurity, bringing education to healthy meals for schools, and that we all, you know, working across different sectors and ensuring that we don't have to be limited by what is traditionally known, like, to be a chef or a licensed or a dishwasher. We can hold multiple identities and multiple experiences and honor that. And I think the more, like, what's beautiful about a restaurant is that, at least at Morris, we really try to emphasize that, you know, cross-training and understanding each sector of the restaurant is going to make us a stronger team member, but also partnerships that we have with other community organizations is what helps give more purpose to folks that come to work there as well.
We're talking with State Rep and Chef Francesca Hong. Francesca, so a friend of the show, you are on your way where? Tell us where you're headed today.
I'm headed to Milwaukee. There is the History of Labor Society conference, and I will be speaking with my phenomenal colleague, Representative Tina Shelton of Green Bay, and her husband, Professor John Shelton, a labor historian, will be moderating a discussion where we will be discussing our Economic Justice Bill of Rights that we introduced very early in the session, how we see the progressive movement building and what our role as Wisconsinites is as a part of that movement.
Fantastic. I appreciate you making time for us. I do want to go back to a little bit more about working in a restaurant, because I think, so if you haven't worked in a kitchen before, it's a pretty exciting environment, but also can be very stressful, like you said. And it really is a team. It has to work as a team, right? So how have you brought kind of that mindset and that approach and those experiences to your job at the state capitol?
I think it's important to understand that when it's a high stress and chaotic situation, individuals tend to make decisions out of fear. And in the restaurant, we've become very disciplined to know that, you know, working as a team is the only way we're going to overcome any chaos and ensure that the product and the service is as good as it can be for the experience of a customer. And so this ability to decenter yourself, work in a team, to provide something for someone else that deserves that care, I think it's something that more legislators do need to work under and keep in mind. It's sometimes, especially when you're in the minority, and we've been, so many folks are operating in a scarcity mindset, it gets harder to not be in survival mode, but this is when we really need to dig our heels in to better understand how we can work as a coalition, and that right now too much is at stake for us to be centering, you know, more individual community needs. We have to absolutely come together because we're at the point where democracy is at stake. We've got a phenomenal governor who is acting as our goalkeeper and vetoing shit bills left and right. I'm still on the radio. But he needs our support. And I think it's important to recognize that, you know, we can achieve much more as a broader coalition than as individuals right now.
Fran, I heard chic bills is what I heard, so I think we're good.
Yeah, totally chic bills.
One thing I wanted to ask you, because you mentioned it a little bit, but tell us a little bit more here about how you have worked with local restaurants, bars, organizations to pool together through the pandemic to help so many during this time. You used your platform, your power, to help a lot of people and bring them together to recognize those local groups to have a bigger voice. That's awesome.
Yeah, so early in the pandemic, we founded Cook It Forward Madison. There's also Little John's, who's doing amazing work to combat food insecurity right now. The Hmong Institute is partnering with Second Harvest Food Bank and doing food boxes for Hmong community members in the city, as well as, you know, elder food boxes that are going out through our tribe. And so the way we were able to come together is really to understand some of the and give credit to the work that was already being done by organizations combating food insecurity in the city, and then trying to figure out how we could kind of holistically look at supporting restaurants and their ecosystem while assisting and providing healthy meals for those in the community who are vulnerable, and making sure that those meals were being, like, there's always a mobility factor. And so we found our fundraising and our bottom line also included a worker justice component where those who are delivering meals were paid a living wage. And so in order to, you know, really uplift every partner, you have to kind of operate under an alignment and a vision. And so that vision was, you know, to center care and to center equity and to center worker justice. And we were able to find partners within the restaurant industry, within the nonprofit industry, that really that understood that operating under that was how we were going to be sustainable and providing meals to others. And so I was really proud of the work that Cook It Forward did. Again, shout out to Little John's and the Hmong Institute and all the other nonprofits and coalitions that are continuing to really shed light that hunger is, I think it's 1 in 6 in Dane County to face food insecurity. And we need to be coming together as a community to combat that.
Fran, real quick, where can people find your restaurant again?
We are at 106 King Street in downtown Madison, right next to the Capitol.
Thanks so much for your time, Fran. We really appreciate it. That's local chef and state rep Francesca Hong on her way to Milwaukee, giving us some time here on Let's Get Local. Have a great day, Fran. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jason. Take care.
You too. Man, what an inspiration. Fran, I'm a big fan. Not ashamed to say it. We'll be back on the other side of the break.